Dominic Steele here tonight. Church of the Week, we're going to the southwest of Sydney. Brett Hall is out there and at Rosemeadow Anglican Church. Brett, thanks for talking to us.
Hey, Dominic, it's a pleasure.
Hi, mate. We've got a couple of minutes and then we'll play that song before the midnight news.
Yeah, ripper.
Now, where is Rosemeadow? Help us here. You're down on the edge of the Southwest Growth Corridor?
Yeah, that's right. So it's actually Rosemeadow Appin Anglican Churches. So
gotcha.
The north end of our parish, we've got Rosemeadow Anglican Church. That's, it's Sydney suburbia. It's the kind of southern part of Campbelltown. And then in the south of our parish, we've got St. Mark's Appin, which is, it's like semi-rural. And like I say, we're right on the edge of the Southwest Growth Corridor. So just over the other side of the Hume Highway from me, you've got a New Life Anglican Church at Oran Park, which has just started, Stuart Starr.
And they're exploding. Yeah.
Just to kind of southwest of us, you've got Picton and Wilton Anglican Churches. You've got big development at Bingara Gorge. Ben Boardman's just started there to try and take the work forward.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of sitting right on the border of that. We've had our own little development go ahead down at Appin called Appin Valley. It's about 300 new houses that have gone in there.
And is it an area that is going to increase in population in that? Some people listening might not be aware, but there's in that area of Sydney, we're expecting, broadly speaking, 300,000 people over the next 25 years to settle
right.
in there. And 300,000 people is more than Canberra. And so we're expecting a city, really, the size of Canberra, bigger than Canberra, in the far southwest of Sydney to happen. And so the wise churches, the various denominations, are buying blocks of land in that area to plant churches over the next 25 or so years. I guess we haven't really seen you guys haven't bought a church, but you've got one there and in a rural area that's going to become urban. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, so I think growth in Appin's just kind of halted for a second, but a lot of property has already been bought up. And so we're expecting, like I said, we've already had one development, Appin Valley, go ahead. I'm expecting there's going to be more. Even before that, though, there's 28,000 people that live in our parish just at the moment.
Wow.
And, there's only one other church that's established enough to have property. Which is the Church of Christ just up the road from us, and they're doing good work as well. We've already got a huge mission field, and that's before you even start talking about some of the growth that's going to happen at Appin, or even in between Rosemeadow and Appin. There's talk about possibly development going ahead there as well.
Now, you've been there 2 years, and there's been really some quite terrific growth under your leadership the last 2 years.
Yeah. So I had been working with the Anglican Church at Campbelltown as a student minister while I finished up my studies. I was looking to plant a church somewhere in the area. And instead, the Bishop Wollongong, Peter Hayward, tapped me on the shoulder to have a think about Rosemeadow and Appin. So I've been here 2 years now, and the place had been through some difficulties. But there's a really great core of people that had hung on through those difficulties and really were already looking outwards and wanted to see the church grow. So we had a good start there. We've had a bunch of people join us over the last 2 years. Some of them were coming deliberately to be on mission, which is great, and they gelled really well with that group of people that were already there. We've seen some people move into the area, visit our church and go, this is a great place, you teach the Bible, you love Jesus, we want to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And the most exciting thing is we've seen some people come to faith in Jesus for the first time. That's what you live for as a pastor, right?
Mm, absolutely, yeah. And well, what's going on for you for 2016? What are your plans there?
Well, the biggest thing is tomorrow we actually put on a new assistant minister. We've been working on that throughout 2015 to make it happen, and with some great partnership, a bit of help from the Geneva Push, a national church planning network, and with individuals from other parts of Sydney, we've been able to bring on a new assistant minister to keep moving the work forward, to keep reaching out to that 28,000 people so that everyone might have the chance to hear about the good news of Jesus.
Great. Mate, thanks very much for talking to us tonight.
Oh, real pleasure, mate.